following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all fired up, cranked up, ready to go. I think I am. By the way, happy Father's Day, all you dads out there. And there's a lot of dads that are stand-in dads. Happy Father's Day to you guys. It's important. And, of course, it's hay fever, not allergy season, and I got another good dose of it this week when I was up in the Waspy Scout Reservation, and the white pines were pollinating to the point where my green car was yellow. So, needless to say, the allergy level is very high. But that's okay. We're having a good time. Oh, man. I mean, weather's been pretty decent. People are catching fish, salmon are doing. I mean, there's a ton of things going on. So we got to get a lot of stuff accomplished today. Okay. So let's talk about today's show. Yeah, today's show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, we've got probably Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the bay or Winthrop Harbor, whatever. He'll be sitting there talking to us. And then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is coming on to tell us what's happening the rest of the month. You know, there are so many cool programs. And, I mean, Tim brings up a bunch, and we don't have enough time for all of them. And this is all sponsored with our friends at the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And these are really cool things for you to do and enjoy. And I want you to enjoy them. So if you've got 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 105-year-olds, there is something to do. And the more I learn and the more I've gone to these things, the more I realize we have a jewel in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. We really do. And then it's going to be followed by our good friend, Mr. Ken Husker O'Malley. He's a pro staff angler for Waterworks and several other companies and Chauncey's Great Outdoors. He's been doing a little bit of fishing, and he does a lot of fishing. He does a little bit of fishing. So we'll be checking out what's going on with him. And last but not least, the Aiden Fishing Report, which is for Western Michigan, my grandson Aiden. He does this report for us every week, and it's sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Remember, when you call them up, ask for what's the Chauncey price? Got to say that. What's the Chauncey price? Okay. And go on from there. Oh, man. Excuse me. We've got several things going on. I mean, the state of Illinois is looking for people to monitor if you see small flocks or of turkeys, little poults. That's what they call the little fat guys. You know, they run. They're called poults. Definitely, they want you to call and report what you've got there. If you go to my Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page, you'll get that information. Or you can go to the IDNR website to get that information, too. We've got a few other important things that we're going to talk about later in the show, news-wise and of course, fishing-wise, because there are tons of fishing things there. But, you know, before we go looking for our buddy, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago app, or you can go to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page, website, and click on the podcast button, and you can hear today's show or several other old shows. You can listen to the podcast or subscribe for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and remember to, like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know, I can hear. I think we got him on the phone. Is this Captain Tony?
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll.
Well, he must be sitting on the dock at a bay, or rather Winthrop Harbor, and seeing what's going on out there. Tony, what's kicking, buddy?
Oh, everything's kicking, you know. We're seeing some real chunky cohos. Tell you what, sometimes they're hard to keep on. You know, they're like 4 to 6 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing some kings early morning, pre-dawn.
Mm.
You know, get out there at 4, set up, troll the hill, in and out, you know, all the way out to 90, maybe max 100.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't fish out beyond 100 unless you're going deep water. If you're looking for something different, there are bug eaters out like 180 to 225. Meaning bug eaters are little skinny cohos with some rainbows out there. And, of course, if you pound the bottom, you'll get your Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're running the structure in and out all the way from Winthrop to Waukegan.
Wow, Winthrop to Waukegan, huh?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of cruise there.
Yeah, weather's been not too bad, it sounds like. And it's going to, you know, we're going to have our warm days and cool mornings. So that's the time to do it, right?
Right. Yeah, we had some wind on, I think it was like Wednesday afternoon. It was cranking, and then she lay down flat. It was hot. The flies came out, and they started getting ugly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did they get ugly. Yeah. You know, all I can tell is people bring long pants if you're going to wear shorts. And if you're going to bring bug spray, something with 40% DEETS, I'll let you spray it on the dock. You know, it gets slippery if you spray it around and stuff. And actually, bug spray with DEETS will eat plastic, your glass lenses, your sunglasses, your fish finder screens, and your mono.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's DEETS, you know.
Yeah, it's DEETS.
Very, very nasty for the skin, actually.
Yeah.
But those flies were bad.
Yeah. How did Gary Durenz do today, this week?
Oh, he was great, man. He ended up, I think it was, I don't know if it was the first fish or the second fish, 15-pound king.
Ooh, I bet you he was sore arms on that.
Oh, yeah. Pre-dawn, you know, he got it, came in, had a dipsy with a green blade, with a green creek fly on there down near the bottom, and that usually works pretty good. We're running yellowbirds still, little dodgers, half-cut flies. Day-to-day, they're active. They're not active. We still have them out. By far, the dipsies and the downriggers keep us in business with stubby dodgers, red ones, basically,
mm-hmm.
with half-cut flies on them.
Mm-hmm.
Aqua Low Boy Blue, Aqua Mirage, Blue Green Gold. By far, I would say Blue Green Gold's my best.
Good. Hey, if somebody wants to go out with you, where do they call now?
I'd call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. You get all my information at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
Sounds good, Tony. What are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
It's on.
Take care, buddy.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
The reel was smoking.
Monster bass. Please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Hey, everybody. Well, you know, I know. It's not the first Saturday. That's because it was my scheduling and everything else. But on the second Saturday of the month, this month, we have our good friend, Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, the man with all the knowledge behind the green curtain of what's happening in the Forest Preserve Districts of Cook County for anyone from ages of 4 to 104. Right, Tim?
Sounds perfect. The exact description I was hoping for.
Oh, that's okay.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to summer, and June is a very, 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 very active month, as Elma Fudd would say, in the Forest Preserve, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, anytime again, it's even during the winter, we always talk about that. It can be active, just more indoors based on the weather, but, you know. From June, July, August, we're basically almost at summer. So that means special events. That means traditions that different families, you know, have gone to.
There should have been.
Yeah, we have quite a bit, even through the month of mid-month of June.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So what,
yeah,
what,
we, going on?
What are we starting out with? I mean, you know, on the, starting with the, here on the 14th of the month, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So 14th from 9 to 12 up at Bussey Lake Grove 25. Yeah. We have the annual Bussey Woods Fishing Derby and Outdoors Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is with a few different partners in that Northwest region. So youth 15 and under can come on out. There's a little bit of derby, different classifications. Should be fun, right? So largest fish, smallest fish, most colorful fish, name it. You know, it's one of those situations. There's some tree climbing where the resource management department will rappel people up into the trees. We'll have Mr. Steven Sillick and the fisheries department out there.
No kidding.
Bringing out different species. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, you know, I was at River Trail one time with my grandchildren, and they did that rappelling up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a grandpa, I'm sitting there going, oh, no, because they're so young, but the kids took, like, it like a duck to water. I was like, yeah, okay, right up, you know. And everything is belayed and this and that. I mean, everything is safe. But, I mean, it was just so cool to see the kids stepping out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely. No matter the age. Mm-hmm. That's the upside to it. You know, yeah, of course, they're a little nervous. And as you just mentioned yourself, as grandpa could be a little nervous. But once you do it and you get up there, they're hooked. They just want to keep doing it over and over and over again. So much to the point where you have to tell your kid, and I speak from experience, okay, enough. We need to go do other things. Let's go. Give everybody else a chance to do it. So, yeah, they're doing that. And actually, they'll be offering that down in the southeast part of the county, too. Bobian Celebration, the Bobian Wood Celebration, is taking place same day on the 14th at 11 a.m. So at Flatfoot Lake, you can do a little casting. You can get on the water, do some paddling. I think Chicago River Canoe and Kayak is facilitating that. There'll be some local food. So it's a nice celebration for different parts of the county if you can make either side of it work for you.
Right. All right. Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. You know, you guys are doing something a little strange, you know, today on the 14th, a ceramic creation workshop at Sandridge Nature Center. People could really make stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do that. We actually do a ceramic workshop in different parts. It just depends on season and all that jazz. Because with each season, you're going to make something new and you're going to be inspired by something new. So yeah, usually we have pre-made clay ready to go. It's moldable.
Yeah.
Most of the time they won't wreck kuglays, and it comes from experience doing this back in the day when I was in college. But you can get inspiration from the natural elements, especially at Sand Ridge. It's such a gorgeous site. And then you can come on in, create something, let it dry, and you come back and pick it up afterwards. It's a pretty cool opportunity.
Cool. That's going to be a fun thing to do. Tomorrow at the Sagawa Environmental Learning Center.
You said it right this time.
I did. I'm so impressed with it. Did you notice how I stopped myself and spoke slowly?
Can't say it 3 times fast.
No, I can't. you're doing a bird banding, and if you've never seen how they put these little bitty bands or how they catch these little bitty birds, you got to go to this.
Sagawa is known for quite a bit, but, you know, from that conservation birding side, they tend to, I think annually they do this. I have to talk with the crew, but yeah, so they'll show you step-by-step bird banding, why they do it, the purpose, the migration patterns, things like that, and then they release it. It's a pretty cool experience if you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
I've given the opportunity, plus Sagawa. So you can go check out the canyon afterwards, maybe do a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really pretty sight, for sure.
Yeah. I don't remember ever hearing about this, ever. An unburied... You know how you're looking for, we got to find the treasure on the island. No, the unburied treasure hunt.
Oh, is this over at River Trail Nature Center?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. And Michelle's team does a great job.
These guys must be drinking something in their coffee in the morning. That's all I got to say, you know?
Lots and lots of caffeine.
Given
the number of programs.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, you can pick up a treasure map, so you learn a bit about cartography, orienteering, things like that, and then you can decode clues. along these trail systems, which are really well maintained. None of them are paved. However, I think some are chipped and some are like a crushed down path. And then you can go along the trail systems and then find different parts of the, again, that natural environment. It's that, it's kind of like a cross between geocaching, you said, and orienteering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool spot up there. Plus, you're on the displays and right across the river. Oh, man, what do they have? They have egrets. It's a really, really pretty sight.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
What else we got going on, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely. So outside of that, you know, you've got different forms of camping, you know, camping 101s at various locations. You can do the camping leadership immersion course if you're ever interested in anything like that. Mm-hmm. At the end of the month, on the 28th, I believe, it's Saturday the 28th, we are going to do Parents Day. It's a double-edged sword. They love it because they want to bring the kids out, but then they also have to bring their kids home afterwards. It's the International Mud Day celebration. So we basically do all things mud-related. Mud painting, mud tossing, mud balls, seed bombs, all a variety of different mud-oriented activities. We tend to partner with the Des Plaines Public Library, Niles Main Public Library, a few other organizations. It's always well attended, even if it rains. It's a perfect opportunity to still be outside and doing it, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, yeah, we have the Wee Wanderers, you know, for the younger kids. I mentioned earlier, too, about the Camping 101s. There's an overnight on the 21st.
Yeah.
There's, you know, this is Pride Month celebration.
Yes,
right? So there's many Pride-related events taking place at different days, different times throughout the county. There's so many that I actually can't mention all of them because I'm going to miss a few.
Right.
But, you know, if that's something you're interested in being part of, take a look on the website and you can find the nearest location. Or if you're up for a little bit of a drive, you can go check that out, too.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? The 21st. Okay, so we talked about nice weather. That breeds getting out in the water. Some of my favorite things to do, period, mm-hmm. is just being on a boat. So you, whether you're trying to hone in on some of the skills or you want to try this for the first time, there's an intro to kayaking class Saturday the 21st at 10 a.m. And that, so what we do, I kind of mentioned this before, Chauncey, this is a gear library thing where we take organizational heads, show them how to use kayaks, the gear, the proper way, the safe way, and then they can take their students out for it. This intro to kayaking is for the general public. So it's kind of taking that method or that approach, but just doing the bare minimums and learning about all the basics of it.
Mm, that's cool. That's cool. You know, and
yeah,
there's so many, no matter what, if you live up in the northwest suburbs, south, there's a lot of senior programs going on at the Little Red Schoolhouse, the one up in Barrington also. There's so many different things that, you know, Northbrook I know does all kinds of neat stuff with seniors. There's really cool, you have a forest therapy going on at Little Red Schoolhouse. And, I just got back from a little bit of forest therapy, but, you know, spending, you know, 5 days with 15-year-old boys and girls, you know, they could do a number on you. Let me put it to you that way, okay? So I've had enough forest therapy right now.
I remember the days of taking teenagers to the Boundary Waters. Just like, I know what I'm doing, but I must be crazy for doing this. Oh, okay, we can do this.
But, you know, on the 22nd, next week, you know, you've got a serpent safari where, you know, you can learn about local snakes. And see, I used to be deathly afraid of snakes. I mean, we're talking, like, afraid of them. And once I learned about them, once I held a few, I was like, you know, these aren't bad little guys. They're pretty nice, you know.
They're fine. You know who gave me the courage, Chauncey, to do that? My kids. We were at a friend's party a few months back, and they had a couple of boas and a few different species. And I'm in the same boat. I wanted nothing to do with them. And, lo and behold, by the end of the day, I was holding a snake. And I was like, okay, either I'm Indiana Jones or I'm not. I can't figure it out yet. So we'll see.
And then you have a firefly nature night hike going on a Crabtree. And as a little kid, you used to marvel at fireflies. And guess what? If you stop and watch them, that little kid's going to come out of you. And you're going to become marveled at it again. And it's just a short little hike, you know, and you'll learn about that. And Dan Ryan Woods, I know they're having a nature play, you know, stargazing and s'mores and all kinds of neat stuff at the Dan Ryan Woods Visitor Center on the 25th. And well, anything else winding up at the end of the month, or I can't remember?
Yeah, well, like mid to late mid is at American Indian American Indian Center Summer Solstice.
Yes.
Kind of celebrating on the 20th technically, but 21st for this event. So there's that going on at Schiller Woods, which is really seeing a nice, what's the term I'm looking for? Just restoring that location back to its natural environment. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So we have that going on, Juneteenth celebration throughout the county, whether it's a jubilee or kind of everything else in between. And then we start to push into July. I know we're talking about June, but, you know, things to anticipate. Kids Fest is always very, very well attended in the thousands. It's at Wampum. You can fish, paddle, do some archery. I'm sure there'll be some animal exhibits. I don't know. I mean, go for days, and I don't want to take up all your time. I really don't.
Oh, no.
Even though I kind of do, it'd be rude of me to do that. So.
The one thing I'm putting on my calendar is a native cooking demonstration, and that's on the 26th of June. It's at 7 p.m. I know it's during the week, but, you know, people, you could take a little time and stop. If you're retired, make sure you're there and have some fun. But, you know, they're going to have a chef, Chef Jessica. She's from the Menominee Nation, and they're going to lead a cooking demonstration on, you know, with the local stuff that's growing out there and focus on what grows now, tomorrow, next week, next, you know, a couple of months from now, and the traditional preparation methods. And you know what? When you were a kid, you went, oh, I don't want to eat yams. Well, then you had some, and you went, hey, that's pretty good. Oh, I don't want to eat this. And you go, oh, that's pretty good. I mean, trust me, there's so much wild foods that when you have a little taste of it, you go, wow, the explosion of flavor. Duh, yeah.
It's delicious. We run into, it's a good problem, Chunky, but I wish I had a dollar for every time the public said, hey, how come you don't do a food this or food that? You're the force of this. Because we're, you know, cup between a rock and a hard place. You want to talk about, you know, all the natural resources around you, but then you don't want to encourage foraging because we're doing the complete opposite. So it's like a catch-22. But when you do have a chance to be part of these tasting opportunities, you've got to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It is.
What else did I want to tell you about it? I know we have the kayaks at the Splane that's going on at the end of the month as well. There was, if you're like a parent or anybody else who's trying to get their kids into summer camp, but life happens, you're not able to get into it. It's not necessarily camp, but it's still a way for the kids to get that outlet going, especially when the kids are away from school. But on the 28th, there's a nature obstacle course at 26th Street Woods West.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes place at noon. The central team really does a wonderful job of setting this up and offering different age groups a variety of different ways to, again, expel that energy and get out there. So if you can on the 28th at noon, that's really, that's a cool place to be if you get the chance.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mondel, I'm going to let you go, and because I know you have a busy day all planned out to do with you, your kids, and everybody to get out and enjoy the forest preserves. But thanks much for coming on this week. Wants to know where to get more, where do they go?
Sure. Go to fpdcc.com, click on the events tab. You can stop by any of the nature centers or any of these events that we've discussed, and we'll have the summer guides for you available as well.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Absolutely. Take care, sir.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price. Join the biggest celebration of anglers and angling in all the North Woods at Customer Appreciation Day 2025, Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix is an American fishing tradition, and Customer Appreciation Day is a chance for the owners and employees at the best rods on earth to say thank you to the best customers on earth, whether they're attending in person or participating online. Learn from the best with free fishing seminars from Al and Jim Linder, Bassmaster Elite, Pat Schlopper, and others. Enjoy a free brat lunch courtesy of Johnsonville. And, of course, get the best one-day deals of the year on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle, plus much, much more. Get more information on St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
On June 21st, the biggest event in the North Woods of Wisconsin takes place at the St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day in Park Falls, Wisconsin, at the St. Croix Factory from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The owners and employees want to say thank you to the best customers on earth for supporting and using a St. Croix rod, the best fishing rods on earth. At the event, there will be one-day-only sales for in-person and online that you won't believe the prices. A free lunch by Johnsonville, the best sausages on earth. Indoor-outdoor activities for you to participate in. Tours and seminars by the greatest fishermen in the North Woods, and a special seminar with Jim and Al Linder. So plan your trip to northern Wisconsin and be part of an American tradition, the St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day on June 21st. For more information, go to stcroixrods.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator
and a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over
like a snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like. I wanna.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone we got a gentleman who prowls the rivers, streams, ponds, lakes, cooling waters, everything, a little bit of everything, and he's also a member of the Chauncey's Great Outdoors Pro Staff, Mr. Ken Husker O'Malley. Hey, Kenny.
Morning, Chauncey. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, I know you've been out doing a little bit of carousing with Cup Jow and some other, you know, doing by yourself. So what's going on around us? Because I'm almost like things are just, I don't know. I think they're running slow this year to from what I'm catching fish. I'm catching fish, Kenny. What am I missing that the fish, I'm not seeing the beds yet in the shallows. I'm not seeing this. What's going on?
Well, it's been a very strange and unusual spring. You know, we've been cut off from the jet stream for quite some time, which, you know, resulted in getting those northeasterly winds day after day after day. It seemed like an entire month of just, you know, the wind blowing from that direction, which has also kept our temperatures, you know, kind of down from the average. And then once, you know, we get that temperature spike, it lasts a day or two, and then boom, we're going down below again. Actually, northern Wisconsin for the past month has actually been warmer than us. Go figure. And that's kind of resulted in the fish being kind of confused on, okay, the calendar says I should be up shallow and starting to make beds and doing all that stuff, and the water temps are not agreeing with that.
Yeah, I was talking with, I think, Chuck Roll. He's a guide up in Hayward. And he was telling me that, you know, the water hit 70 already. Oh, pardon me? You know?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can't do it because Chauncey got really hot up here. So, I mean, it's a plethora of information that we got to digest. And sometimes I just find it easier to take a cane pole, a coffee can full of night crawlers, and go sit on a bank.
There you go. Always a great option. You know, I mean, the fish, you know, they're still biting. They still got to, you know, eat. You know, we've gotten a lot of bite windows, you know, throughout the day. They'll turn on for a while. They'll turn off, and then they'll turn back on again. It's just been a very unusual spring to pattern pretty much every fish, whether it's bass, crappie, bluegill, you name it.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a tough sled, you know, when you're trying to find what works one day doesn't necessarily work the next day, and it's because of the constant up and down, you know, fluctuation in temperatures, whether it's the air temps or the water temps.
Yeah. Hey, you were out on Heidke, right?
Yes.
Now, that, I have someone I know who's got a picture of that lake with no water in it, and him and I go do the little dance every time I see him, and he hasn't given it up yet. But I'm going to get it from him. I'm going to get it from him.
Well, between you and I, you got to share that.
No, I will share that. You know, I will share that.
That's a cool lake. I've seen actually Braidwood before they filled it, and it's really kind of cool.
Is it? I've never seen the Braidwood one. But, you know, Heidke Lake, I mean, what was your success ratio at Heidke this last time you were out there?
So it's good. But again, you know, there's a couple things going on out there. You know, the water temps from the weekend started off at 62 degrees, which is very low for this time of the year. You're talking, you know, end of May, beginning of June. And it's gotten up to until, you know, we got that midweek rain last week. The water temps were going up to 67, 68, when we really should be consistently in the low 70s at this point. But that hasn't changed a bite. Walleye, they are everywhere right now.
No.
If you want to catch walleye, get out there because you can pretty much catch them along the riprap, the humps, you know, the drop-offs. Probably the best bait has been, as far as getting legal-size walleye, is a swim bait.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. So I was standing in a bait shop looking at some swim baits the other day, and I was like, all right.
Bye. Yeah, the Kytec 3.8 are really a good option. You can't go wrong with white or, you know, anything more shad-looking, you know, color.
Yeah.
And you want, you know, and that little bigger profile is kind of making it stand out because the shad are still small right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, you know, that profile and that thumping of that tail kind of gets them to really trigger a good reaction bite.
Oh.
And it's good tool to search a lot of water, too. Mm-hmm. And then once you find a concentration of walleye, then you can kind of slow it down.
Now, when you
start,
say,
you know, jigging for them.
When you say thumping the tail, is that because the tail is wiggling or are you actually thumping it onto the bottom or something?
Well, that it's a paddle tail, so you get that little bit of that vibration, you know, helps along. Mm-hmm. Right now, the water is still clear, but the algae bloom is starting.
Oh.
But with that clear water, not only are they, you know, seeing the bait, but they're also honing in on it, too.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, besides muskie, besides walleye, you know, the lake's got muskie in it. It's got some nice crappie in it. It's got some, you know, bass in it. Stripers, I'm not sure. I haven't heard too much about the stripers this year.
Well, I got a pretty decent one the other day. This was on, you know, Sunday, where it was a hybrid. And let me tell you, thank goodness for a good drag on my reel, because he wasn't having anything to do with wanting to come in the net. He made several runs, and basically what I caught it on was a finesse presentation, a TRD, fishing for smallmouth. And that thing hit it, and away it went.
Yeah. Do you remember several years ago when, like, there was a new state record hybrid out of Heideke, like, boom, 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 one after another?
Yes.
Do you know that the guys who caught him were all crappie fishing?
I would not doubt that whatsoever, because, you know, when you're looking on your, you know, electronics, you're seeing schools of them because they roam. They roam a lot, and you'll see them come in and out of your screen, out of the cone.
Oh.
So they're roaming a lot, and, you know, but you also will find good concentrations of them focusing on those windblown shorelines.
Yeah.
So I talked about earlier about those, you know, northeasterly winds we've been having. So the center dike on the north side of the lake is a good option, you know, because of the fact that that wind has been blowing on that shoreline for quite some time.
Mm.
Same thing with the natural shoreline further down where, you know, there's stumps and fish cribs.
Mm.
But the other thing that I noticed, because of the algae bloom starting, the north, that center dike on the north side had a lot of green to it. Because it was all blowing to that shoreline. So
yeah,
it was a little bit a tougher bite than normal because of that.
Hmm. Okay. Where else have you been carousing out in the local neighborhood, buddy?
Well, you can't beat local ponds or bluegill.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Cannot. Especially when you get a nice warm day, those fish are up shallow. I've seen some of them starting to bed, which is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen a few bass actually doing the same thing, which is very late for this time of year.
Yeah, it is. That's
good. You know, basically, you go out there, I like at this, you know, this point in the season, throwing, you know, plastics under a slip float, you know, a rocket bobber, if you ever use one of those things are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can make long distance casts with those. And using, you know, anything that looks like an insect.
Hmm.
Great bait. Because they're up there, you know, when they're up shallow and they're starting to think about bedding, they're also, you know, feeding as well, too. And that's kind of what they're, you know, focused on.
Cool. That's going to be good. That's going to be good. And, yeah, and literally, I've had more fishing with ponds in the last couple of weeks that I can't even tell you. I mean, we took a young fisherman out. Was it last weekend? Last weekend, I took a young fisherman out, 13-year-old fisherman, and he got done with his chemo treatments, wanted to go fishing. Grandpa called me up. We went out fishing, and in 4 hours, this kid caught 90.
I would not doubt that. And you can find some good, you know, 7-8, you know, inch, you know, size bluegill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun with a 7-6 medium action rod. That's a blast.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good one. So local ponds are still doing real well, and we know that. And you were playing out at Heideke Lake, having some fun there with some walleye and some stripers. I mean, stripers.
Some crappie, too, as well.
Yeah. Oh, crappie, yeah. Okay.
Can't forget about those guys.
Yeah, no. But stripers and salmon, you need that good drag because they're just going to rip line.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
But it's the sweetest sound, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. It's just like harmony music to the ears.
Yeah.
When you hear that thing peel.
Baby.
And it's like, okay, what do I got on there? I know it ain't a big walleye doesn't make a run like that. Is it possibly a muskie? Who knows? Until you actually get it closer to the boat and you can actually see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's a hybrid.
That's okay, cool.
That absolutely makes sense.
Well, cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking about, you know, local pond fishing, Heideke. You got a Maybe you got another minute here. Is there anything else you want to throw at us that you've been up to?
Well, the one thing I want to go back to is talking about with Heike, just for anybody who wants to fish it, the water levels, they're getting low. We had a winter where we didn't have a lot of snow, and, of course, remember, Heideke is a perch lake, so you have wind evaporation going on, and they're not pumping water into the lake anymore. It's down about 3 feet right now.
Oof. It's easy to get under the bridge.
Start getting iffy getting out of the harbor.
Because
I'm starting to see some of those larger boulders that are on the right side of the riprap when you're coming out of the harbor. You can start seeing they're not up visible in the water yet, but you got to be careful of those.
Well, at least we got a water report on Heideke also, which is important. I thank you for that, my friend.
And they have signs posted now, basically, you know, launch at your own risk.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Okay.
So, good news is, yes, you can get out under the bridge, even if you have a pontoon boat, as like Jim Kopcho does. You know, he's able to get to the north side and get under that bridge, but also, there comes with a price with that. And getting out of the harbors, you know, it's going to, if we don't start getting some more consistent rain and the extended forecast is not looking so hot, it's going to be tricky getting out of that harbor.
Cool. All right, my friend. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program this morning.
Yes, absolutely appreciate it, Chauncey.
If somebody wants to follow you, what's the best way to follow you online someplace?
Well, you want to definitely go to Husker Outdoors on Facebook. That's where I've got my up-to-date reports, whether it's daily, every other day. Anytime I'm out on the water, I'm posting results, you know, what's the hot date, you know, where to go. And that's definitely, or, you know, Instagram as well.
Oh, good. Either one of those and we'll check you out. Well, once again, my friend, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds great, Chauncey.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Join the biggest celebration of anglers and angling in all the Northwoods at Customer Appreciation Day 2025, Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin. St. Croix is an American fishing tradition, and Customer Appreciation Day is a chance for the owners and employees at the best rods on earth to say thank you to the best customers on earth, whether they're attending in person or participating online. Learn from the best with free fishing seminars from Al and Jim Linder, Bassmaster Elite, Pat Schlopper, and others. Enjoy a free brat lunch courtesy of Johnsonville. And, of course, get the best one-day deals of the year on St. Croix rods, seven reels, limited edition combos, apparel, and tackle, plus much, much more. Get more information on St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Oh, you just got to love the sound of those turkeys talking. Oh, yeah. Gobble, 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 gobble. I'm ready for them. I'm just fired up. Don't even get me started on turkey hunting. And I got to wait another year. Oh, there's fall season. But, hey, hear the turkeys talking. The Illinois DNR is looking for volunteer citizen scientists to assist with the wild brood survey to aid biologists in monitoring the turkey population's trends and reproductive success. How professional that was. Okay, but they want to see how many turkeys are really out there. You count the poults, you count the hens that are with the poults, they get a good judge. And believe it or not, there is a scientific algorithm that'll help them establish what the population of the turkeys are. And this is kind of a cool thing. And this is what June, July, and August is when you see the poults in little groups, and then they kind of break apart and stuff like that. But they do grow fast. I'm not kidding you. They grow really quick. And if you see them, you can go help with the Wild Turkey Survey online. The survey can be accessed on both personal computers and mobile devices through any internet browser on the Survey 123 app. It's called Survey 123 app. And if you don't have a computer, this or that, anything electronic, and you still have a telephone that's 2 tin cans and a string, you can send a postcard, mail it in and tell them what you saw out there. But that's a really cool thing. Counting turkeys. We got to count turkeys. And trust me, some days when I'm in downtown Chicago, I count a lot of turkeys. Speaking of being excited, do you know what's going on today? It started yesterday.
Yeah, dude.
And it's going through 16th. No, it's not that. No, it's not Chauncey's, you know, doing that. No, I'm not doing that either. It's free fishing in Illinois. What? Yeah. If, you know, you've got somebody that you want to take out fishing, it's never been fishing before, now's the time. Take them out in the great out. You got enough extra rods and reels. You could borrow one of yours. Don't think about it, you know. But for 4 days, you can fish without purchasing a license, salmon stamp, or inland trout stamp, even though there's really no more inland trout until next in the fall. They're pretty much all been caught. The goal is to get 9 anglers to discover or rediscover somebody who hasn't been out there and wants to touch the outdoors again. They can get out there and see these things and, you know, just enjoy it. You know, outside of free fishing days, Illinois requires anyone over the age of 16 to have a fishing license to fish. And depending on if you're going for salmon and stuff like that, you have to have the proper stamps. Exclusions apply to active military and people with disabilities. Standard fishing licenses can be purchased for $15 at vendors throughout Illinois, or you can do it online. Learn more about Fishing Illinois at ifishillinois.org. That's the one you want to check out and see what's going on in the great out of doors out there. Oh, my God, I can't stand it. Okay, we got to get to the Aiden Fishing Report. My grandson Aiden always sends us a fishing report. And he's the West Michigan. He's now 14 years old. Wow, 14 years old. I remember him starting this. We had a great time. It's because the language was so way out there. I mean, he would make all kinds of I read it just the way he typed it because that's fun. But you could see the maturity working his way through and stuff like that. But he says, Papa, Dad and I had to read that for a second here. Dad and I decided not to go to St. Joe because we heard fishing was poo-poo. Poo-poo. Anglers that we heard were trying to find salmon in 60 to 90 feet of water. The two people we spoke to said the spoons were working best. with only a couple of steelhead being caught. Everybody is saying perch fishing has been slow, but if you want to try, you've got to go out to 70 feet of water to find them. Otherwise, the best thing to try for is salmon in that 60 to 90 feet of water. We're going up to Traverse City to go camping tomorrow and for Father's Day, and we're going to have a great time. I don't know if we're going to go fishing, but I'm still going to take my rod and tackle box. P.S. I need a few extra lures if you have any, because I gave some to a friend of mine in school. Okay. Who was that friend, Aiden? Was her name Alice? Mary? Joyce? I don't have to. You can tell this kid's getting older. And he said, let me get back to Aiden. He did hear that the pier anglers reported fishing slow out of St. Joseph. That's why we didn't go there. But a couple of steelhead were caught on shrimp. We'll talk to you next week. Hope to see you soon up here, and let's go fishing. Your hockey star and fishing pro in training, Aiden. And our fishing report from Aiden is always brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. And remember to ask for the Chauncey price. Ooh, man, I got a quarter of an inch report of fishing reports. I hope I get through them all. Okay, our first fishing report comes from Kenny Husker O'Malley. We got the Captain Tony gave us a report on what happened out there. And, you know, our buddy Gary Durenz and his 16-pound king that, you know, ripped line out a couple of times out there. So that's good. But Kenny says, and Kenny's one of our pro staffers. You heard him on the show this morning. He's up in Cable, Wisconsin this morning. And said action started out overcast and windy. Thought the perfect conditions to chase some walleyes. Little did he know how good it was until the absolute beast came to the boat. Okay. He says, I know I had a good one, and she stayed down several times. The rod was bent over, and the fish was directly under the boat. When it finally came up and I saw it, I knew I had my personal best online. Wow. That's pretty cool, Kenny. He decided to go around the bow, so I literally jumped on the bow to keep her away from the trolling motor. Fish know that if they get by that trolling motor, they snap the line. Several fist pumps. I looked upward and said, thanks, Dad, for the assist. That's right. Pop helped Jen Allen. I knew he wasn't going to let me loose this fish. Good job. He says, after I caught the fish and released it, he says, I had to sit there, gather my thoughts, and stop shaking. Oh, yeah. I've caught a fish and just sat there and gone, whoa, what did you just do? You know, that's cool. Well, Kenny, thanks for that report. And thanks for thinking about your dad, too. Cook County Forest Preserve, Joe's Pond, bluegill and bullhead, and very small bass of around 8 inches maximum. Ooh, that's small bass. Tampier, crappie off the peninsula, some bass and bullhead off the shoreline. Bass are hitting minnows and plastics. Bullhead were hitting nightcrawler pieces fished on the bottom. Walleye, try to keep your bait, live bait, 6 inches off the bottom, or if it's cloudy, about a foot and a half below the surface. That will get you some fish. Skokie Lagoons, bluegill, small but plentiful. Minnows took larger bluegill. That's the important thing. They took a little bit larger ones. Bass, about 10 inches, hitting some crankbaits, but all on the surface. Well, pretty good on the forest preserve there. Dave Dewey, that's our good buddy, one of our reporters from Dewey's Guide Service up in there in Wisconsin. He says, Lake Geneva fishing has improved daily with the warmer water. Rock bass are beginning to bite fast and furious. Lake seems to be about 2 weeks behind schedule. Yeah, it is. Walleye fishing continues to be the best on the lake in Geneva. Let's go, boys. Fisher and Trinkies, Williams Bay, and Abbey Springs. Medium diving crankbaits such as the Smithwick, Perfect, Tens, and larger Apollos are producing most of the fish. Like always, the best chance to catch the fish is at night, midnight to 4 a.m. Wrong. I'd be snoring logs there at that point, Dave. But you know, if I'm looking for big walleye, that's when I got to go. Smallmouth bass are on the outside edge of the spawning flats. That's a good sign there. Rock bass fishing has started to get very, very good. Most fish are in 12 to 15 feet of water. They've been hitting on night crawlers and minnows and anything else that you could put in front of them. Most fish that they found were around the Belvedere Park in Fontana. Largemouth bass have been biting in Trinkies, Geneva Bay, and by the beach in Fontana. That's always good spots on Lake Geneva there. On his report for Delavan, he said the fishing on Delavan is better than he's seen in 30 years of guiding. Wow. The last three trips out, I caught every species that swims in the lake with the lone exception of a muskie. Action on Delavan continues, but I doubt this place is sustainable long-term. That means everybody and his brother is going to be fishing hard on it. Most aggressive bite on the lake is largemouth bass. They are post-spawn and hungry in 12 to 15 feet of water. Perch are being caught in 6 to 8 feet of water. Smallmouth bass action has been hot. Fish are mixed in with the largemouth on the weed lines. They prefer a slightly harder bottom than the largemouth, so sand, and scattered weeds have been the decent places to look for them. Best locations for smallmouth have been Belvedere Park or Assembly Park. Oh, yeah, baby. Northern pike has been good on crankbaits in 12 to 14 feet of water outside the weed flats. Look for the fish by Lake Lawn Lodge and Viewcrest Bays. I love pike fishing at Delavan. I love pike fishing. I have so much fun, and that's always a good time. Medium suckers is what you want to try. Walleye fishing has been pretty good, catching numbers, but not legal. So if you want walleye, go to Geneva. If you want everything else, go to Delavan. That sounds good to me. I love all these things. In Indiana, J.C. Murphy, part of the lake renovation, fish were stocked into the lake in the fall of 2023, with more stocking occurring in 2024. Water levels are still being held below full pool to encourage vegetation to growth. That's a good sign there. Indiana Lake Michigan boaters are getting coho in outstanding numbers, according to this. Whoa! Coming to the end here. We'll have to go online and check out my fishing report at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one is on a little bit on the sad side. Of a good friend of the outdoors, Margaret Pollock, her and her husband used to own Temple Bay Lodge, and she passed about a week ago, and it was a great loss to the family, and especially a great loss to the outdoors, because she was the face, her and Bob were the face of Temple Bay for many, many, many years, and it was a good person. But always remember to say the name of somebody who passed around a council fire, because their spirit will rise with the smoke, and you know what? They will never die. They will live in our hearts and minds forever. That's very true. Margaret Pollock, she was 78 years old, and one heck of an outdoors lady. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm we got, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, everybody.